Episode 19, Anansi, the Trickster Spider of West African Folklore. In the vast tapestry of world mythology, few figures are as entertaining, clever, and enduring as Anansi, the Trickster Spider of West African Folklore. Unlike the mighty gods of thunder or the fearsome monsters of legend, Anansi wins his place in myth not through strength, but through wit, cunning, and a knack for outsmarting others. His stories, passed down through generations, are filled with humor, wisdom, and lessons that continue to resonate across cultures. Anansi originates from the Akan people of present-day Ghana. In their tales, he often appears as a spider, though sometimes he takes on human form or a mixture of both. Regardless of his shape, he is always clever, mischievous, and never afraid to bend the rules. To the Akan people, Anansi was more than just a trickster. He was a symbol of survival, teaching that intelligence could overcome power, and that creativity was as valuable as physical strength. One of the most famous tales about Anansi is how he brought stories to the world. According to legend, all the stories once belonged to Nyam, the sky god. Anansi wanted them for humankind, so he struck a deal. He would capture three seemingly impossible creatures, Onini the python, Osibo the leopard, and the swarm of deadly hornets. With nothing but his wits, Anansi managed to trick each one. He trapped the python by challenging it to prove its length, caught the leopard in a pitfall disguised as a trap for others, and convinced the hornets to crawl into a gourd to escape a fake rainstorm. When he delivered them all to Nyam, the sky god was astonished. True to his word, Nyam rewarded Anansi by making him the keeper of stories. From then on, Anansi became the great storyteller, and through him, tales of wisdom, humor, and human folly spread across the world. But Anansi's tales are not only about triumph. Often, his schemes backfire, teaching lessons about greed, arrogance, and overconfidence. In some stories, he hoards food or tries to keep wisdom for himself, only to end up humiliated. These playful failures remind listeners that wit without humility can lead to downfall. When Africans were enslaved and brought to the Caribbean and the Americas, they carried Anansi's stories with them. In these new lands, Anansi became more than just a trickster. He became a symbol of resilience and resistance. Through his cleverness, enslaved people saw hope. Even in a world of oppression, the powerless could outwit the powerful. Over time, Anansi transformed into Anansi in Jamaica, and Nancy in the American South, and survived in countless other variations across the African diaspora. What makes Anansi so timeless is that his tales are endlessly adaptable. They can entertain children with funny adventures, while also offering adults deeper insights about human behavior. He is both a joker and a teacher, a troublemaker, and a cultural hero. His stories affirm that knowledge and cunning are tools of survival, especially for those without power. Anansi's web stretches far beyond folklore. Today, he appears in literature, music, and even modern fantasy fiction. Yet at the heart of every tale is the same spirit, the little spider who could outsmart gods, animals, and men alike. His legacy is a reminder that storytelling itself is a form of power, weaving connections across time, culture, and generations. The trickster's laughter still echoes in his tales, reminding us that wit can triumph over might, and that sometimes, the smallest creature spins the strongest web.